we turn to this gem of the gospel, this diamond in the heart of the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's Prayer. And it's a joy to be able to return to this prayer because it's just such a treasure to our spiritual life. Imagine, where would we be without the Lord's Prayer? So many of our prayers would be emptied. Now, we heard yesterday Jesus speak about prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and today he speaks more about prayer. Those who follow the daily liturgy know that yesterday's gospel and today's gospel, we also read during Lent, yesterday's gospel, always on Ash Wednesday, today's gospel, sometime, I think it's in the second or third week of Lent, we read this passage about the Our Father. So that's four times a year we are instructed by the Lord on prayer. And we need this instruction, this kind of repeated reminder, because prayer is so important that we can never say, I'm finished. I've prayed enough. I already learned this course on prayer. Let's move on to something else. We can't say, I'm done with prayer. No, prayer is like breathing. You can't say, oh, I'm done breathing. I finished breathing. I breathed yesterday. I don't have to breathe today. It doesn't make any sense. No, we have to breathe every day. You have to pray every day. You have to breathe constantly and pray constantly for our spiritual life to remain alive. So yesterday, Jesus, in regard to prayer, said, don't pray like a hypocrite. Don't pray in order to be seen by others. Today, he says, don't pray like a pagan. Pagans who, maybe they don't pray in order to be seen by others, but they pray as if their prayer is going to change God, as if they'll take control of God by the multiplication of their words. That's a pagan way of thinking of prayer. When we pray, we're not thinking that we're going to take over God or make him do something or pressure him. We're not piling up words in order to push against his door. Jesus says, don't be like that. Don't pray like that. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Very important for us to recall that. God knows what we need before we ask him. Well, then why pray? Not in order to inform God, we already know, but in order to be united with God, in order to be one will with God, in order for God's kingdom to reign in us, in order for his will to be done in us. That's why we pray, to be united with God, and to be united with everyone who is united with God. That's why communal prayer is also so important. Prayer. Now here we are between the Feast of the Holy Trinity and the Feast of Corpus Christi. And this reflection on prayer fits beautifully into this because we look back to Sunday and we say, well, the whole dynamic of God's inner life is constant communication, constant love, constant self-donation. And that's what we enter into when we pray. We open ourselves to that beautiful and intense communion of love. Now, we wouldn't say that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit pray. But we do know that the Son, when he became man, he did pray. Jesus prayed. Because he was inserting that communion with the Father into the human family. And prayer is that link between heaven and earth, the link between God and man. It's our lifeline. So yes, we pray because Jesus prayed and because he taught us to pray. So the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit don't pray, but the saints pray. When we get to heaven, we're not finished with praying. We don't just say, I prayed enough on earth, when I get to heaven, I'm done. I'm done with it. Now we can just enjoy seeing God face to face. Yes, we see God face to face and we enjoy that. But our prayer is a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of glorifying God. Hallowed be thy name. If we say hallowed be thy name here, we'll say it much more when we see him face to face. And the saints pray for us, the communion of saints. So they're praying. They're praying and glorifying God, thanking God, but they're also praying, interceding for us, because that's what Jesus does at the right hand of the Father. He intercedes for us. So prayer is not only an earthly activity, it's also a heavenly activity. A connection to heaven. That's where we start out. Our Father, who art in heaven. We're not saying, our Father, you're very far away over there in heaven, and I'm calling out to you and hope that that you hear me. No, we're saying, you've made it possible for me to speak to you. You've connected heaven and earth. You've already opened the door, and I'm just passing through it, lifting up my heart to heaven. So even though we're still here on earth with all our problems, we're not far from heaven. Heaven is where God reigns. And when we say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, we're saying, reign in us, reign in me. Establish heaven here in me. Now, there's too much to go into when it comes to the Our Father. There's the seven petitions, and each one of them is just extraordinary. We could, at any time of our life or any condition of our life, we can find in the Lord's Prayer something that expresses what we need to express. When we're grateful, yes, we say, hallowed be thy name. When we're in need, we say, give us this day our daily bread. Provide for us what we need right now. When we're aware of our sin, we say, forgive us our trespasses. And we need to pray that every day because we're sinners. But then when we're aware of the difficulty we have in forgiving others, we say, as we forgive those who trespass against us, help us to live this forgiveness. And when we're tormented by problems, war, corruption, we say, deliver us from evil, deliver us. Deliver us and deliver our loved ones from evil. So no matter what we're facing, we can find in the Lord's Prayer an answer, a way to connect our present situation with the heart of God. But I'd like to focus just on one of these, and that is this line, give us this day our daily bread. And the reason why this comes to me is that today's Thursday, and in the church's calendar, the Thursday after Trinity Sunday is Corpus Christi, the feast of the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ. Well, this would be Corpus Christi, and in some places in the church, today is the feast of Corpus Christi. But in many places, it's transferred to Sunday. So here, we'll be celebrating Corpus Christi on Sunday. But here we have the Lord teaching us to pray, give us this day our daily bread. And that is, yes, a request for what we need, but it's also an indication of our need for the Eucharist, the Corpus Christi. Our daily bread is both what we need for our physical life and what we need for our spiritual life. What we need for our physical life. Yes, we need food. Daily bread doesn't only mean bread. In fact, I'm not sure if I translate my Tagalog Amanamin property, but we say bigyan mo kami ngayon ng aming kakanin. Kakanin is food, right? Not really bread. Kakanin. Sa araw-araw. Every day, give us food. So, okay. But, and that's what we do pray for. And not only food, but anything that we need today in order to survive and thrive. But the word bread does have a very profound connotation, because it's not just food, it's an indication of bread from heaven. Tinapay ng bibigay buhay. Tinapay ng langit. So the Corpus Christi is what we really need. And some saints have been known to survive on the Eucharist alone, as if to show us That's what we need when we call out our Father for our daily bread. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. And he himself says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Jesus said that. So we don't have life without the Eucharist. Not fullness of life. Not the life that our hearts long for. We don't have what we're asking the Father for and what the Father wants to give us without Jesus. And Jesus gives us himself in the Eucharist. So as we are in this time of preparation for the great feast of Corpus Christi, let's keep in mind that we're praying for this gift and learning how to love Jesus in the Eucharist more and more, how to welcome him, how to prepare our hearts for him, how to unite our daily life with his eternal life, which is also daily life. And with this gift, we have the strength we need to continue on our pilgrimage. We have the food we need to continue all the way into heaven. So bread from heaven for us on earth to lead us to heaven to celebrate with God in his presence. So when we pray the Our Father, the next time we're going to pray it is right here in the middle of the Mass. Let's recall the great gift that this prayer is to us and unite our hearts with one another, especially with the intention of Jesus in honoring the Father.